This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ما بعد. What was recited in the second rak'ah was from the chapter of Munafiqun. It's a chapter of the hypocrites where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives description of the hypocrites, of those that hide disbelief in their heart and display belief for ulterior motives. And the last portion of the chapter is a very important portion, as all of it is important for us, but particularly I want to capitalize on this aspect of life, which is the presence of the ending of life and the fact that we don't know when that will happen for each and every one of us individually. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh, you who believe, do not allow your children and your wealth to divert you from the remembrance of Allah. Now, this is a very important qaida and a reminder for us as human beings in this life. There are things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created that we naturally will have an epiphany to, a love for. But those things in particular can be those things that can divert us from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though they are that which is a blessing and it's a risk, a manifestation of His provision, it still can be that which diverts us from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by using those things or serving those things in a way that is not befitting to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, and whoever does that is particularly from the losers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. And spend from that which we have given you, which is very interesting here. He gives a command and reminds you that everything that you are even spending is that from what we have given you. To remind you that those things, such as the children and the money, is a form of our risk. It's a form of our provision from what we have given you. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Then what will the person say? رَبِّ لَوْ لَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. Then the person will say, the one that has the regret possibly from those people that has chosen those, particularly these two, children and money, and preferred their love for them over the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by using that thing or using those in a way that is not befitting for them as Muslims. What will they say? رَبِّ لَوْ لَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. Oh Allah, if you were to just delay my time in this earth, إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. أَجَل is a time frame that is delay. قَرِيب, which is very interesting as well. Allah says, أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. So it's basically showing, oh Allah, if you were just to give me a little more time, I don't need a lot. Just let me come back to the earth and I'll do the right thing. فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And then he said, they will say, I will give charity and I will be from the righteous. And again, subhanAllah, they say, as-saddaq. They don't say, atasaddaq. And in the Quran, when Allah says, as-saddaq, it means that I will be very, very intensely diligent in giving charity. It's even painting the picture within the Arabic language that just give me a chance. I'll do much better. I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll do this, I'll do that. And I will be from the Salihin. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنْ يُؤَخِرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not delay the nafs if their time has come. Ajal. He uses the word ajal again. If their time frame has come, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well acquainted of what you do. And this is very important for us, brothers. Alhamdulillah, as many of you know, we have one of our board members here. They pulled into the parking lot at a department store with his family in the car, and he just had a stroke twice. And there's an infection, particularly infection probably in his nervous system, spinal cord, through one aspect of his brain, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And all of us, knowing we're one of the board members here, it just happened suddenly. There was no expectation in psychiatrist. No expectation. Just happened suddenly. And subhanAllah, you know, it's just a difficult situation for him and his family. It's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, another individual, subhanAllah, many of us know him here, you know, gave him salams. I saw his arms mashlul. You know, he had suffered a stroke on his right side. Didn't expect it. So here we are here coming to the masjid. We're healthy. Alhamdulillah, may Allah reward the brothers and sisters that come to the house of Allah, particularly Salat al-Fajr. Remember that your health is an amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What He has given you from your children is an amana. The money that He has given you is an amana, and that is a trust, because it will all ultimately go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of it will stay and die with you, but some of it will go back bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So let's just remember to be thankful and make sure that we live our purpose in how we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever we do, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that, inshallah. And for those that are not as fortunate to do that in certain particular situations, we make dua for them bi-idhnillah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع البرار اللهم صل الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم صل الإسلام والمسلمين في إيغر يا رب العالمين اللهم صل الإسلام والمسلمين في أفغانستان يا رب العالمين اللهم صل الإسلام والمسلمين في السودان يا رب العالمين اللهم صل الإسلام والمسلمين في فلسطين يا رب العالمين وفي سوريا يا رب العالمين وفي تركيا يا العزيز يا قوي يا متين وفي اليمن يا رب العالمين وثبت أقدامهم على أعدائنا يا رب العالمين وأمدهم بمدد من عندك يا رب العالمين يا شافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء الذي لا يغادر سقما اشفي أخانا شهزاد يا رب العالمين اشفي أخانا أبي جواد يا رب العالمين اشفي أخواننا المسلمين والمسلمات يا رب العالمين وارحم موتانا يا رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين